Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Radio Nova, the IBI, and funded by Comisú na mBean with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This is Track O'Brien on Radio Nova, and this is the concluding part of our Ours to Protect feature on carbon emissions. Over the last few weeks, we've been looking at travel options to cut down on your carbon footprint, but
what harm does travel do to the environment?
It's time to catch up with the girls and boys from the Ardrí National School in Navan.
Martha.
Julia.
Joe.
Anna.
Lena.
Jeremiah.
Florence.
Aisha.
Kevin.
Connor.
Tiernan.
Amy.
Tinay.
Kaylee.
Rory.
Cavi.
Victor.
Kieran.
And I asked them that very same question.
The fumes can go in the air and hurt the environment.
If you're going on a boat, there might be an oil like leakage, and that would like pollute the water.
It can damage the air.
Releasing bad gases and fumes into the air.
The gas coming from your engines is like really bad for like the earth.
Wasting money on buying all the ships and everything.
The damage the travel can do is releasing greenhouse gases and fossil fuels into the air, which is really bad for the environment and pollutes the air.
Traveling through the sea can make the boats like spill oil, which is polluting the wildlife in the sea and the ocean.
If you're using a car that uses oil or petrol, it's releasing smoke into the air.
If you have a diesel car, it will release smoke into the air, and some people have their windows down, causing noise pollution with their radio on full blow.
If you have a diesel car, make sure your car doesn't give out black air and dangerous chemicals.
Planes cause pollution and some plants can die of pollution.
Air can go into the ozone layer and that's really bad and it can break.
Another silent culprit of carbon emissions is the weekly shop. Obviously, online shopping leaves a significant footprint, but also in the local supermarket, a lot can depend on how far the products have travelled to get there and what production was involved in making the product and all the packaging that goes with it. Sustainable alternatives are beginning to pop up in towns and cities across the country that help to cut down on your carbon footprint and also stock healthier, more organic products. It's time to find out,
what is a refill store?
To learn all about them, I travelled to the Refill Mill in Mullingar and met with its owner, Kim Darby. I started off by asking Kim how the refill store works.
So first and foremost is you're refilling your own containers with the amount of food that you want and need for whatever you're cooking. So it reduces your packaging. You're not buying packaging, you're not having to throw packaging out into the recycling or into your general waste. So you're saving money that way. And then you're only buying what you need so that you're not, hopefully not, throwing food out at the end of the month or the week or whatever. There's an education with it all, I think, as well, in the sense of community. Mm-hmm. So people, when they come in, they're usually full of questions. And the first one is, how do I get started and how does this work?
Yeah.
It's a matter of finding your own system of doing things, being more consumer conscious of how you shop, what you're putting in your body as well as on your body. It's the organic food, it's your natural products for personal care, for cleaning, natural cleaning, and getting rid of the chemicals as well as the packaging and the food waste. Yes.
So tell us about the Refill Mill and what people can expect if they come in. This is about bringing your own containers with you and filling as you go.
Yeah, absolutely. So I weigh the containers when the customer comes in. Either they fill themselves or some people prefer me to fill.
Yep.
With their detergents, their grains, nuts, fruit. And I also have convenience stuff. So a lot of the Irish products are in jars and that type of thing, which can be reused as well.
Yeah, the glass jars, And the products that you're selling, I mean, if you look over into one side of the store here, you have a lot of the cleaning products and you have things for washing your clothes and hand washes and all that. And I presume these products are very much kind of anti-microplastics and it's more of a natural product that you're buying there. It's better for you.
Almost 100% for certain products. Some of them are 100%. So you can't always, especially with the liquids, you need preservatives and you need stuff in there that's going to stop harboring bacteria and that type of thing. They're all natural, all good for the septic tank, good for the body, good for marine life, good for the environment.
And I presume as well that the thing that you mentioned there about getting into your system with your containers, it might sound to somebody that might be a bit daunting, but I mean, we have to do the same thing with plastic bags, and that was daunting for everybody at the beginning, going, that'll never work.
Yeah.
But it did work very quickly. Yeah, people got used to it.
You adapt. And it's going back to the old way of, the example I like using is your milk bottles. Putting out your glass milk bottles to be filled. You know, you just did it. There was no...
Yeah, and in the pulp, everything was glass and reusable. It was just going straight back in, reusable.
It's the circular economy as well. Like, those drums, the 20-litre drums, like, they save so many 500ml or 1-litre bottles as it is, but the companies take those drums back and refill them.
I see deodorant packaging here I hadn't seen before. Or not packaging, but, you know, these
Vico.
So tell us about that. What's, name brands. How's that different?
So that's 100% natural. Recyclable packaging, and they're a fantastic company. They're an Irish company. It's very effective. It's the most effective deodorant I've ever come across, and I've used a lot of the different ones. We won't name names, but it just ticks all the boxes. And again, a lot of the other personal care products, like the face creams, the skincare, the shampoo, toothbrushes, obviously bamboo, and a lot of them are made locally, either in Mullingar or Longford, Dublin, you know, that kind of direction. So it lessens the carbon footprint, the travel time.
There are refill stores in Meath, there are ones in Dublin, in Galway, in Cork, in Limerick, all over the country.
Yeah.
Just look up your local refill store.
Yeah.
Kim Darby, thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks, Trek.
Kim Darby there from the refill mill in Mullingar, but as mentioned, there are different refill stores all over Dublin and the Greater Leinster area. If you'd like to find out about your own carbon footprint, there's lots of online options. One I'd recommend is footprintcalculator.org, which does a fairly thorough assessment, taking into account your various modes of transport throughout the year, how energy efficient your home is, how much household waste you generate, and it also looks at your consumer habits. Irish to Protect will return again on October 12th with the first of next month's feature with myself, Trac O'Brien, on here on Radio Nova.
Irish to Protect is funded by Comisú na mBian with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Radio Nova and the IBI. Check out irishtoprotect.ie for more.